Hachette Audio presents Queen of America, written and read by Luis Urrea.
For Cinderella, who saw this through beside me. Living with a saint is more grueling than being one. Robert Neville. Prologue. At first, she found it dry. Soon and forever after, she would find it vast, dreadfully open. More sky than prairie, more prairie than mountain, more mountain than city. The whole would outstrip her ability to see, and she knew her days would end before she had seen one half of the continent, and its rivers, its forests, its shores. Dry at first, then running, raining, flooding, wet, then dry again. But now, in these days, for the first time in her life, she knew she was about to face the endless sea. The Saint of Cabora had discovered America. To the sea, among strangers. The rest of her life would be played out, she feared, among strangers, like these well-meaning Americanos, who, here in the summer of 1900, had taken over her existence. She crouched against the wall of her train car, feral with shame and grief, skinny, silent, unwilling to eat or turn her face inward from the window that rattled and banged against her forehead for hundreds of hungry miles. She hid her bruises from everyone. She had been bruised before. They had tried to break her before. She was not broken. This was the worst part of her life, but she would find her way through it. She hid her thoughts. Mr. Rosencrans had begun to think of her as a caged fox. Her other companions watched her surreptitiously, secretly afraid that she had gone insane. Mr. Rosencrans's son, Jamie, dared to sit beside her and take her hand. She did not speak to him. Nor did she turn her face to him, but she allowed her fingers to be tugged, her fingernails to be polished by the pads of his thumbs. When she drew up her knees and placed her feet on the cracked leather seat, pulling herself into a tighter ball, he left her in peace.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?